Yes, as Matt said, I get the privilege. I feel it's a privilege and an honour to actually follow in my friend's footsteps of last week, Chris White, who did an amazing talk and foundation level, I believe, of what we're going to uncover over these next few weeks. We're not going to be apologetic, I don't think, over these next few weeks, that you might hear similar things and you might hear parts of the Bible that just we believe we need to sow and get into us. And so we won't be apologetic if some of it sounds a little bit the same, because we believe at the minute that this is what we need to hear. This is about transformation. It's about renewing our minds so that we can be more like Jesus every day. So that's where we're heading. So let me just cover last week, for those who weren't able to be with us, in terms of what Chris said. They're quite small up there, but it's a quick thing to go through. She had 10 areas that she said would help with stinking thinking. I love that phrase. Of stuff that just messes with our heads, our minds, makes us not live the best that we could possibly live. So she talked about how you can delegate your mind management, how to focus on thoughts that are positive rather than wrong, negative ones, about being harassed by voices of the past, mistakes, sins, failures and traumas. I might cover a bit of that today. You might be talking mean to yourself. You might have a scarcity mindset. You might have runaway thoughts that lead to panic and steal your peace. You might be a worrier more than you are a worshipper. You might have forgotten how to dream or imagine creative solutions for things. You're wasting your brain cells on things that don't matter. I do that a little bit. You don't know what God thinks about you. And that was the last one. You don't know what God thinks about you. Then the fact that God has good thoughts for you, the fact that God's thoughts are for life, that I'm a winner, that I can overcome things. That's number 10. That's all about God's thoughts over us. So this morning I want to have a look at how trusting God's truth can transform our every thought. We're going to trust what God says so that it transforms up here. So let's have a look at 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against us, against the knowledge, sorry, of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. That's our starting point. We'll probably stop there because it's such a good verse. But maybe you're a bit like me, and that at a rate of knots, thoughts pop into my head. Things that might need to be done today, tomorrow, even years ahead of time. I want to say, what does your mental monologue sound like? Chris said she didn't dare put up speech bubbles last week for everyone to know what's going off in her head. And as I sat there, I thought, yeah, that, I don't think I would want to do that either. But what is that sound? What's that mental conversation that you often have? Maybe you struggle with negative thinking about yourself and you're constantly fighting off bad thoughts. Maybe you're focused on what everyone else is doing and these thoughts are leaving you depleted and envious. I'm going to say that one again. Maybe you're focused on what everyone else is doing and those thoughts are leaving you depleted and envious. Our thoughts can be a powerful guiding force in our lives. Where our mind goes, our actions will soon follow. Where our mind goes, our actions are likely to follow. And then we lose control of our thoughts and we're quick to get off track. In Romans 12:2, it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do we ask for the Lord's protection, direction, and oversight of our minds every day? Do we ask the Lord's protection, direction and oversight of our minds every day. I started thinking about that going, I actually don't think I do. I ask for a lot of protection, direction and oversight on all other areas of my life. Maybe what I'm doing that day, our health, what's the kids. But I actually stopped and went, do I ever ask God to do that to my mind as I wake up that morning? Protect my mind, God, today. Set the direction of my thoughts. Chris mentioned that about setting our thoughts. So that's maybe one to be thinking about. We are called to imitate Jesus and to reveal his nature on the earth so that our minds are called to look like his. We're called to think God's thoughts. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, we have the mind of Christ. And the Greek word here for have, we have the mind of God, the word is echo. We are called, hi Ivy, we are called and empowered, we are called and empowered to echo the mind of Christ. And guess what? Christ's mind, he met fear with faith. Christ's mind met lack with all of heaven's resources. Christ's mind met offense with forgiveness. We're called and empowered to echo that. Wow, what would that look like if I can do that? Christ has given us the power to echo his heavenly mindset as we reclaim our minds for God's kingdom. The only way we win the battle of our thinking is to surrender it to him. I was having a chat with one of my friends this week as we reflected on last weekend and all that Chris had said and all these ways, these 10 ways of stopping stinking thinking. And we kind of sat there going, we've heard it, we know it. But how do you live it out? And I think that is totally it, that we surrender. And I think most things have to happen on a daily basis. I don't think we surrender once. We keep surrendering. We keep asking for the Lord's protection, direction and oversight every day. I think that's how this really sinks in. He purchases us with the price of his precious blood. And our thought life is now his possession. Give him what is rightly his. We have no right to be masters of our thinking any longer. Jesus Christ wants to take up residence in our thinking and be the captain, the saviour, the mighty one, the Lord of all thoughts that mould and fashion our hearts. He wants to be captain. He wants to be in control. He wants to be mighty one, saviour over our thinking. So take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. So how do we break through some of those thoughts that we've given room to in our heads? So just for a moment, I just want to talk about the word strongholds. Put simply, a stronghold is anything that has a stronghold on your mind pulling away from God. A stronghold is anything that's has a strong hold on your mind and pulling you away from God. A lady, Beth Moore, who's a speaker and I've had the privilege of hearing, she says it like this. A stronghold is anything pretending to be bigger than God. A stronghold pulls your attention and requires you to trust and rely on it above God's promises. That's a stronghold. It's grabbing your attention. It might be addiction, bitterness, insecurity, poverty, fear. They all actually can become strongholds that imprison us. They're the devil's strategy to steal, kill, and destroy. We find that in John 10:10. And guess what? It all started with a thought. One thought that you didn't grab hold of and take captive. And then it runs away. It's got bigger. It's bigger than God. So question, kind of. What consumes your thought controls your life? Just think about that for a moment. What consumes your thought actually controls your life. I was thinking about this and I thought, I know I've shared with you about my rough 2018. I'm quite pleased we're now into 2019. But I can really know that the things that were taking over my head did work themselves out in my life. They were controlling maybe what I did, who I said things to, maybe my moment where I closed the curtains in our household. Because that was thoughts I hadn't taken captive. They'd consumed me and they were controlling. There might be some already that you're just thinking of, possibly that are thoughts that are consuming you and they're more in control than God is. So how do we demolish strongholds? Well, John 8:32 says, "The truth will set you free." The devil wants you to worship his thoughts, lies, over God's. A stronghold is redirected worship. And we start to break down these walls when we do this. We reveal, we remove, and we replace. We reveal the thought for what it is. And then we remove the lie and the false verdicts, the false stuff. And then we replace the lie with God's truth. John 8:32, the truth will set you free. Like I've said, Chris referred to a pile up of rubbish thoughts as stinking thinking. And you may have had rubbish thoughts thrown at you since your childhood, like how stupid you are, how ugly you are, how worthless you are. And maybe there's rubbish in there of your thoughts for memories, maybe of past sin. Just can't get past it. Well, you can thank God for sending Jesus to cleanse you of every evil and harassing thought. Maybe this morning it's, what is that sin that you're ashamed of? The thing that the enemy holds over you like blackmail, condemning you if you try to even move past it. What might there be? Won't apply to everybody. I looked at that the enemy holds on as though it's blackmail over your life. You just go, I can't get rid of that one. I can't get past it. Is there something hiding along with the rest of the rubbish that you've gathered in your mind room? And I just saw this picture of Jesus walking in the room. If you imagine all that stuff that you might be thinking, those things that you haven't been able to shift. I saw Jesus walking in and he carried that. I just need to find a bin. And he took it. And he said, I know where to put it. Because this is where it belongs. As the Americans would say, in the trash, we would say in the rubbish. I saw the picture of Jesus just taking all that, those past sins, those harassing thoughts, those things that might be over you, go, do you know what, if anyone knew about that one. And he took it. And he carried it to the bin. Maybe you can just picture now Jesus' blood pouring over every thought throughout your entire life. And whenever the enemy tries to bring something back up, this is what you say. No, that's covered in the blood. Why don't we say it together? No, that's covered in the blood. That's what Jesus did, the blood of Jesus, to take captive all of this, to take it away, to bin it, to remove it for the enemy not to have a hold. And if that pops back up, that little lie, you go, no, it's covered in the blood. Wow. As followers of Jesus, we can say that. If we are to replace lies and thoughts with God's truth, then we need to read God's word. Scripture reveals God's thoughts, and his thoughts become part of our thoughts when we meditate on what it says in the Bible. Knowing God's truth transforms and renews our minds. And I'd say try and memorize God's word. And you might say to me, well, why? Why do we need to memorize it? Why do we need to know it? Well, I love this quote from a Christian author called Dennis Lennon. And he says this, what the heart knows by heart, the heart really knows. What the heart knows by heart, the heart really knows. So you ask me why memorize what's in here. Because when you know it and you live it, God's truth. Proverbs 7:2 says this. Do what I say and you'll live well. My teaching is as precious as your eyesight. Guard it. Write it on the back of your hands. Etch it on the chambers of your heart. That's why we memorize. Memorizing God's word enables us to know God's truth and promise over us. Reciting his word changes our perspective and reminds us how God sees things. Reciting his word changes our perspective and reminds us how God sees things. When thoughts come into your mind, you can learn to accept them or reject them. And I saw to imagine that thoughts are randomly floating across your mind's sky view, and you choose what to pick and what to let go by. And you let drop into your mind the ones that God says, and not the lies and what other people think. Let them sail across and let them go, but just grab the ones that are supposed to sink into your mind. This song that we just heard, I believe in what God says of me. And just before I talked about the fact of the truth will set us free by reading the scriptures, the promises, the truth that is in scripture. That's what we need to be saying over ourselves. I'm going to tell you a lot about what the Bible says. And it's not everything, but this is great. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, Philippians 4:13. The Bible says, God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory in Jesus Christ, Philippians 4:19. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but one of power, love, and a sound mind, 2 Timothy. The Lord is the strength of my life, and that I will display strength and take action because I know God, Psalm 27. He that is in me is greater than he is in the world, 1 John 4. God always leads me in triumph, 2 Corinthians 2:14. Cast all my anxiety on Christ who cares for me, 1 Peter 5:7. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom I've got, but liberty as well, 2 Corinthians 3:17. I am not condemned because I am in Christ, Romans 8:11. He is with me always, and he will never leave me nor forsake me, Matthew 28, verse 20. I am not worthless because Christ became sin on my behalf that I might become the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Nobody can be against me when God is for me, Romans 8:31. I am a conqueror in all things through Christ, Romans 8:37, finally, but we could go on forever. Jesus has overcome the world and all its tribulations, John 16:33. Proverbs 7, back to there, talked about knowing scripture. Let it etch in the chambers of our heart. Wow. Wow. That is God's word. That is God's truth. That is God's promise. They're the things to put in your thought room, in your mind room. I'm saying it passionately and I mean it, and I don't do it all the time. I am in it with you that we all need a transformation of knowing what scripture says, learning it, memorizing it, saying it daily. The song said a couple of words. It says, the only thing that matters now is everything you think of me. In you I find my worth, in you I find my identity. If we're pulling down bad thoughts, if we're pulling down strongholds today, the only thing that matters is what God thinks of me. In the past, I've not been very good at that. It's quite easy to think all the things that you know other people say of you. But God says, I'm loved. God said, I can be strong. God tells me he's holding me. And guess what? He tells me that I do belong. You belong. Taking all I have, and now I'm laying it at your feet. You have every failure, God. You have every victory. For those of you who missed it, Dwayne was talking about God being bigger. He calls it a word for the year, not the word for the year. We have our transformation, but I believe it's part and parcel of it that God is bigger. And he mentioned about God being bigger than your best day and God being bigger than your worst day. It's a bit like the song, God in all your failures, but God in your victories. It's God in all of it. In the worst day, in the best day. Believe what God says of you today. Fill your mind with the stuff that he says about you. You're loved. Even if you don't feel it. We need to say today that we believe some of this stuff. I think for a number of us today, it's about just declaring, I'm going to believe a bit more about what you say. Can I ask the worship team to come back? Church, could you stand with me? If we catch hold, really catch hold of God's truth, of what he says, not the lies that maybe have been driven into us. What a transformation. And we are all on a journey at different stages of grasping hold of some of this truth. I know for some probably here they go, I know who I am. And my mind is beautifully shaped with lots of things from God. But if you're like me, there's many a day that it isn't. And that stampede of thoughts and conversations that take control and get out of control are more in my life than not. I've got a prayer that if you're happy to read it, if we pop it up, Sally. Let's not read it for a moment. Maybe you just scan it. Because I think God takes us seriously when we pray. And I don't want to make you pray something you don't want to pray. We'll pray this transforming prayer. Father, join with me. In the name of Jesus, I reclaim my mind for you. I give ownership of my heart and my mind fully to you and accept the responsibility you gave me to steward them. I take authority over my thoughts and declare I have the mind of Christ. I pray my thoughts would echo your thoughts. Help me think the thoughts today that lead me into my destiny. I pray you would rewire any toxic thoughts into healthy thoughts of a fruitful, abundant life. Let your word create a new world in me and renew my thoughts. Let the atmosphere of my life be positive and overflow blessings and encouragement to others. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your strength. Amen.